Hey, you guys, we're back.
Hey, yo, yo.
I
see most cats
will
take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, man. I'm gonna give you a game, man. I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game when she didn't find her S.E.
Life is a trip. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustle on the block, go crazy when you get your hips. But they just want relation, they don't want relation. Holding up to be your daddy, know your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Can't quite put your finger on it, but you feel it strange. Like it's fire in your veins.
About that, I don't know what is going on with the phone system. We were literally having a conversation with Latasha. She was letting everybody know what happened the day that the police were called, and the phone, all of a sudden, the phone call just dropped, and then I went to Flint, and I couldn't call back in. It was just a busy city, and I started booting people out the chat room. If you want to get into the chat room, go ahead and hit refresh. I'm not sure what's going on. Roland, do you have any ideas? Because this is just ridiculous. I was trying to explain it to Latasha, how every time we do a positive show and we try to bring information out to the masses, it's always some mess with our Blog Talk Radio programming.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the truth, the honest truth?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want the honest truth.
Well, every time we do have a four progressive show, there's always some technical difficulties. Either a T-phone is acting up, either mine's acting up, or you hear the popcorn sound, or you have people getting booted out of the chat room. There hasn't been any maintenance issues solved ever since the first time, the first several times it's happened. Now let us talk about something that's not quite as relevant, and there's no problem. So, again, you can't tell us this is something by chance. This is actually deliberate, personally.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, it's to the point now where We can't even ignore it. Every week we come on here, some week we talk about deep topics. Other weeks, you know, it's just silly stuff, hip-hop, you know, just, you know, gossip, you know, stuff like that. But when we do them silly topics that don't...
Don't tell me that did it again. Don't, no, no, no. T?
Hello?
T, are you still there? This is what I'm talking about.
I'm still here.
This is no coincidence. Again, like, an opportunity for you to speak freely about what really happened, and then you have the technical difficulties out here. So, again, as you're saying, while we're still here, like, continue with what you were saying, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. I forgot where we left off, but I think I was on the, saying
the,
that, hello?
Yeah, you was at the part where you were talking about the policeman was not, well, people were taking pictures of the house, I say.
Yes, the news reporter people, when I came home, I didn't know anything about no Pop-Tarts or nothing. I came home, and I'm just like news reporters at my door, so I just immediately told my daughter to open up the back door, so I parked up the block and, you know, ran down the back and came on in. And then that's when she told me all everything that was going on. So I was in here cooking for my kids. So I threw something in the trash, and one of the kids saw me on my back porch and ran back up to the front and told the reporters that I was in the house. And once he did that, they came to the back door and knocked on my door, and then they went back up to the front. That's when I opened the door and told them to get off my porch and that I need to keep a job. But the news reporter said that I was screaming obscenities, but I was not screaming obscenities. But what it all boiled down to is I didn't even know that it had blew so much out of proportion. I mean, I just wanted to get some help for my son. Oh, that's the only thing I want. I just wanted to scare him straight. That was it. Maybe I should have went about it another way, but at that time I just thought that, you know, I had done everything in my power to avoid doing that. You know, I didn't want to take him, you know, tell his dad to come home because, you know, he would, you know, want to, you know, spank him or whatever. But I just felt like that spanking wasn't going to do no good for him. But what I didn't like about the news reporter is what they did was they came down, they went down to the police station, I guess, and read through the reports. And I guess one of the reporters read about the complaint. So they came and sat down here in front of my apartment complex and waited till them kids got off the bus and went to the kids and say, well, hey, look, you know, this boy's mother called the police on him for stealing Pop-Tarts. And so by the time I get the news of what's going on, everybody had already done judged me, but then nobody hear my side of the story. I'm not just going to call the cops on my son for eating a Pop-Tart, really? Like, that's crazy. My kids can have anything they want in this house. But that's called home training. You know, you got to have – your kids got to have home training. They go to somebody's house and spend the night, and they family cook dinner, but they eat the dinner, but they're still hungry. And they see a bag of chips on the counter, and they want those chips. They're not just going to go up there and take those chips. They're going to ask, well, you know, can I have those chips? Because they got their home training at home. You just can't walk in somebody's house and take what you want. That's the same thing that goes on alone in my house. It just, you know, you ask for it. If you want it, you don't have to. My son knows that he didn't have to crawl through the window and steal nothing. He can just ask me for it, and he can have it. You know,
right.
I just, I don't want nobody to think that I'm such a bad mother, because I'm not. I take care of all three of my kids. I had all three of my kids since they've been born. I haven't had no problems up until now. You know, my son is ADHD. He's also ODD, so he has a therapist that he sees. And he's getting another therapist, you know, to try to help him, you know, I guess cope with his, he got little anger issues and, you know, stuff like that. So they're going to send therapists out, you know, to help him with his anger issues and stuff like that. But other than that, my son is fine. My kids are fine. My daughter, she made honor roll. you know, so I must be doing something right.
Right.
You know.
I'm
just doing the best I can. I'm a single mother. I'm trying to make it just like everybody else.
And yeah, I agree with you on that because, like, nowadays it is more profitable and more entertaining to portray someone in a negative light. They're not going to talk about the achievements that you do as a parent. They like your children to honor roll and other positive things. They're going to talk
about... No, they're not going to tell you that.
No.
And they say, you know, we live in the projects and all that. I live in a nice community. We have, this is a nice community, and they have homeowners association here. I don't live in no project or nothing like that. You know, I work hard, and I take care of all three of my kids. I love them dearly. But, you know, I'm just trying to nip my son in the bud, like, right now, because when he get older and they get a hold to him, that'll be nothing I can do for him.
It's sad that they're trying to dissuade parents from actually instilling discipline in their children because, again, they have a plan for your children.
Mm-hmm. And I was just reaching out for help. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to my son, cause him to have no record. And to this day, I haven't heard anything from CMPD. I have called the detective Way or whatever his name is. I have called him. He won't return my phone calls. I went down there to try to go see him. Nobody ever came down to the, the precinct or whatever. I haven't heard anything from nobody.
Now, isn't it ironic that when they wanted to put you on blast, they had no problem calling the news media,
no problem
interviewing
with
the police, but now that you need help, they're all gone. They ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten any kind of paperwork in the mail about him, you know, going to any kind of programs, nothing. All I see when I get on the internet is my name and my face on all these Pop-Tart boxes. I don't even eat Pop-Tart. Those Pop-Tarts were for my kids, not for me. And they made it seem like I woke up in the morning and was like, oh, my God, my Pop-Tarts are missing. No, that's not the case. That is not the case.
Right,
I'm not
we talked about
person.
When I talked to you earlier on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I told you from my angle when I watched the news story,
mm-hmm.
because it was so many kids out there, I thought it was
mm-hmm.
the weekend. Remember,
no, that was on a Monday.
It felt like it was the weekend because they out
mm-hmm.
there writing shots at my freedom. All he wanted was
mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they literally went and drummed the kids off of the bus, told the kids what you supposedly did, and then had
mm-hmm.
the kids played up for the cameras.
Mm-hmm. And they also asked my neighbor's question, but some of the questions that they asked, they didn't put that on there. That's why my neighbor was laughing because he know me and he know how I take care of my kids. And he know I'm a single mother.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, again, it's more profitable to perpetuate a stereotype. Again,
mm-hmm.
it looks bad when you have a parent who actually, again, like people like to put the whole thing about the single mother, father thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think separation is either voluntary or involuntary. It's
mm-hmm.
inevitable. Going to happen. But when it
mm-hmm.
comes to the black community, they figure like, you know, you got parents. You got one male who sit there and he's got a bunch of kids around town and he up and leaves and runs from responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, when he put the women out there, said like, you know, they're by themselves. You know, they had to be left with a bunch of children that were not wanted or loved. That's the image they had to portray. And
mm-hmm.
anything that goes counter to that, that doesn't compute to the already people who were stuck on stereotypes, especially people overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but
right,
because
I mean, they loved it and they ran with it, you know, like you said. Now, explain to people how basically this whole situation kind of just flipped your world upside down because you told me that you was getting death threats, people making fun of your kids, that you're having to move, they have your full name out there on the internet, your address.
Yeah.
You know, and then
my
you said your mother's
address.
In Afghanistan and it got to her in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got my whole address, my profile, my name, my date of birth, my old phone number, my email address, everything. My whole profile is on, like, Huffington Post and all that. I mean, and they before they put their comments out, the Huffington Post people, they supposed to read their stuff before they put it out. Now, I don't think that's fair the way they got my address all over the internet. I mean, my mother even knows what was going on. It was like 2:30 in the morning. And she called me and said, you know, your address is all on the internet. I mean, that might as well, they should have just went ahead and told my son's name while they was at it. They put his name up
right.
there. I mean, they put my address up there. And then they also put the picture of my car up there. You know, I got a job. I got to keep a job. Even though I did call the police, I was just trying to get some help. But at the end of the day, I still got kids. I still got to go to work. I still got to take care of them. How am I supposed to do that when everybody's trashing my name? And CMPD won't even return my phone calls.
That should tell you a whole lot, because when it comes to manipulating what they believe is the truth, when it comes to actual facts, you won't get phone calls. You'll miss out on connections. You'll have to stay on that bad light and say, oh, that's a pop star lady. That sounds a lot better than, wait a minute, we jump the gun and, you know, we sat there and perpetuated some story which doesn't stick. I mean, you have to understand it's a slow news cycle, and they have to make shit up. They have to.
Exactly. You know, and that's part of it. You know, and it's like I said, even with me, with doing commentary, of course there's always going to be other sides to it. But I knew with this commentary, it was just so crazy and over the top. It's like the whole thing just did not make any sense.
No, it don't.
I mean,
there's got to
be more to it.
Sense.
I just don't see somebody calling the police over some Pop-Tarts. And, you know, because like I told you, I kept it real with you. I said initially when I first heard the story, I thought it was something where, you know, your son was hungry because you wasn't feeding him. Because that's how they put it out there.
And that's
what
everybody thinks when they hear that story. But if you don't know the whole story, then you'll just judge me by that. But if you knew the whole story and what I've been going through with my son, with trying to get him, you know, help with his ADHD and ODD behavior and stuff like that, my son is excellent in school. It's just his social skills when he get home. But he got to understand, when he gets older, what if he want to go to college? You can't go in the dorm room and pick up somebody's food and just start eating it. They're gonna beat you up for messing with their food. I mean, or anything for that matter. It could be a pair of socks, or you took my socks, or, you know, anything. You know, it's not his. You know, if you want something, ask for it.
Right. And you got to realize, too, that a lot of these labels, you know, the ADHD, hyperattention disorder, and all that other stuff, a lot of those labels are only okay in school. Once they get into the real world, the police don't care if you have ADHD.
The
police don't care if
you
have some type of, you know, disorder. They will, you know, they will attack you. They will do certain things to you. They don't care about those labels. So, you definitely have to teach your kids restraint, especially when they're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and you are so right. Like I was telling my son, they don't care. He's on medication, so he know. If you go out here and you do something, you can't tell them, oh, well, I stole something. I didn't take my medicine today. They don't want to hear that. They're going to lock you right on up with the rest of them. They don't care about that.
That's how they make their money, by locking you out. Again, it's more money made in breaking up the family unit than to keep it together. Because once you keep the family unit together, communities can be brought together. You know, nations can be brought together, but that's counterproductive to what they're looking to do.
Yep. So the only thing I was trying to do was teach my son a good hard lesson. I would have been a criminal if I would have beat him, whooped him or something like that, but I wasn't trying to go that route. He's too old for that. He needs something
that's going to be stern.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You are so right. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, when I initially heard everything, I'm thinking like, okay, you got two scenarios. Okay, so what if he was climbing through one of these people's windows and they called the police on him? Then they would say, okay, where's the mother at? He's supposed to be at home. Where's the mother at? You see what I'm saying? If he, you know, if he was climbing through their window, but when I call the police on him to try to scare him straight, it's you know, why is she doing that? But if he would have crawled through their window trying to steal something, then where is the mother at this time of day or night or morning or whatever?
Right. My thing is, like I said, even with you calling the police, because I know for a fact police get called to situations, maybe not, you know, necessarily, you know, a Pop-Tart, but him climbing into the window, you know, when parents feel like, you know, they are losing control. they call the police, and the police will come and talk to the kids. Because I've seen it happen, you know, plenty of times. Well, there's no report written. There's no news cameras. There's none of that. They come and they talk to the kids, and they kind of, like you said, scare them straight and let them know this is what can happen if you continue down this route. You know, we're not trying to arrest you. We're trying to make sure that your family unit is okay. So, I mean, I'm just surprised that they really took it there. Even looking at the police report was just ridiculous. It's like, who the hell took time out to write down the stolen item as Pop-Tarts and the maker as Kellogg? Like, they were
really clowning me.
I mean, in the news
they
article.
They was really clowning me, Like, oh, my God. Like, I just was, like, so thrown back with that. Like, really? Kellogg's?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But I've noticed that a lot, too, even with a lot of the stories I do. You know, like we were talking earlier, I told you most of the crazy stories I get tend to be from Florida. And because it's so over the top, you know, it's like anything's a possibility. But what I've noticed, too, with the news media, the real news media, is that they always got jokes. Like, if you guys ever watch some of the videos, I know people have said stuff in the comment section. There was a news story about the brother and sister who had stole out of Frito-Lay chips from the Frito-Lay factory down in Florida. And the newsman gets into the van, he puts two bags of chips in front of his face, and then he pulls them apart. It's like they're just so extra. Like, back when we were younger, news people were professional. They stood in front of the camera, they reported the news, they didn't, you know, inject their opinion. They didn't inject anything. They just reported on what they thought were the facts. But now it's like, it's almost like they're trying to keep up with TMZ and the bloggers and people on the internet trying to, you know, entertain people. Just like I had another story about a girl in Florida who was upset because her teacher touched her with a banana and he had gotten suspended for a few days. And the newsman had a banana in his hand the whole time. It's like they always got some type of jokes. And if you really go back and you look at a lot of these news stories, you can see it. You know, even in the one where the guy in Philly, he had shot up a club. And the newsman says that he comes into the club with an AK-47 and without even as so much of as a say hello to my little friend, he starts shooting up the club. Why would you insert a Scarface quote? This is something serious. People could have died. So I think the news is very guilty of causing disinformation.
And they just blew it out of the top of my head. I seen one over there where they said, mom had son arrested and hauled off to jail. They did not take him anywhere. They didn't arrest him. They didn't put no handcuffs on him, nothing. They didn't do none of that. I never signed any papers for him, nothing. Only thing the officer told me was I will be receiving some letters in the mail. That was it, and he walked out the door. Then the next day, that afternoon, that's when the news reporter was standing at my door. And for me not to know what was going on, I mean, anybody would have done that. I was scared out of my mind. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
All I knew was I had to get my key, you know, get my children, because I have two other kids. I have three in all, but I have, you know, three kids. And it's like, oh, my God, all my kids, oh, I got to go get my babies. That's all I kept saying.
Well, he told you a half-truth because, like, again, he said the letter's going to come, but he didn't tell you the news crews and all the
he didn't tell me that. You're right. And my boyfriend said the same thing. He said, you know, he said he didn't tell you all that. I said, no, he didn't tell me that. If I wouldn't have done that, I wouldn't have, I never pressed charges. I didn't even know charges was pressed against him until I seen it on the news. I didn't even know that. I'm like, oh my God. So I done went downtown trying to drop charges, and I done did all that. They told me, you know, wait till I go to court. And I'm like, court? I haven't received any papers. I haven't gotten anything. The officer won't even call me back. Oh, it's crazy.
This ain't even right.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm taking one day at a time. I'm getting, like I said, you know, I'm getting my son some help right now, and, you know, everything will be all right. You know, next time I won't do that. I'll figure out something else to do before I try to call CMPD. No?
It'd be best if you took care of things at home because, again, when you think about it, only you give a damn about your kids. Out there, they're going to find a way to, like, make money off of me just by sending them to jail, or send them through this hall of miseducation. Or they'll find other uses of of them, you know, some way, somehow.
Some way, somehow, yeah. Some way, somehow. You're right. And my poor kids, you know, I take them to school now because I don't even want the kids to, you know, be, you know, pick on them and stuff. You know, it's like the other day, I'm getting ready to go pick my boyfriend up from work, and the little girl's next door, and the mama's sitting on the porch. And I'm telling mm-hmm. the kids, you know, I'm on the phone. I'm not even really paying them no attention. I'm going to my car, and the other little girl, like, what you eating for dinner tonight? So the other little girl was like, I'm eating Pop-Tarts tonight. And the mom's sitting on the porch. I mean, she didn't even say anything to the little girls, you know. And I turned around and said, hey, look, I heard you when you said that. And I said, I don't appreciate that. So I got on in the car and I left. But, you know, people don't know what goes on in your house and what you got to go through. You know, I'm a single mom. I take care of all my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. You know,
no,
we talked about
not.
It's not an easy job. And, you know, mm-hmm. especially now that they're getting older and they're at that age, they have, you know, outside influences and friends and,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So it definitely doesn't make your job easier. But it's a shame that they would take advantage of a situation where basically you were crying for help. That's basically
mm-hmm.
all it was a cry for help. You were overwhelmed. You were frustrated.
Yeah,
you didn't know what
yeah.
else to do. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, I know a lot of parents who don't call the police on their kids. And it's mm-hmm. never late to news. Somebody in the mm-hmm. chat room, Princeton Clay, is saying that him and his daddy got into it when he was 16, and his dad called the police on him, and he ended up in jail for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so parents do, you know, it's not a strange thing, but I guess, mm-hmm. you know, for me, like I said, what bothered me the most, like if, you know, if it was a bigger infraction, definitely call the police. You know, if he's wilding out and hitting you and breaking car
mm-hmm.
windows, I can
yeah.
understand. But when they
mm-hmm.
said Pop-Tarts, uh-uh, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know,
I
just
understand,
like, what is
yeah.
going on? Like, this
and
cannot
I, and
be
when
real.
I can- Yeah, and when I came home and my daughter told me that, I'm like, Pop-Tarts? I'm like, how in the world did they find out about that? I'm thinking, you know, hey, look, the officer came out, he scared him, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, they blew it all out of proportion. I mean, I never, ever in my wildest dream would have thought it would go that far.
Right.
Yeah, from me putting
so now,
my...
Did you end up reading some of the comments that people were writing? Because I know you were going back and forth on my YouTube page.
Yeah,
a lot of people
I was.
Just, you know, just
yeah.
trying to defend yourself and stuff like
yeah.
that. You know,
yeah.
and I was... definitely fine with that. Now, as far as, like, you know, certain sites, they cater to black women bashing, you know,
mm-hmm.
to going in on black women anytime they make a mistake or do something, and you have other sites that are just more racist, you know, people
mm-hmm.
have racist comments to say.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of, like, the craziest comments that you read about the situation on the internet?
Well, one, I got somebody sent me a message and saying, I hate you. I'm like, why do you hate me? You don't even know me. You don't
right.
know me. You haven't even walked a mile in my shoes, not even a foot in my shoe. So how are you, who are you to judge me? You know, they,
right.
you know, it's easier said than done. Yeah, some people don't even have kids. They don't know what it's like to take care of a child, you know, to have, you know, ADHD and ODD, you know, they're oppositional defined disorder. You know, he don't like authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's something that me and the therapist is going to work with. And my son has gotten a little better since all this stuff happened. He, you know, we've been trying to work on things, but, you know.
So now how did he initially feel when everything came out, like when he went to school the next day? Was everybody talking about it at school and asking him about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he said it was just crazy. He said he just couldn't believe it. He couldn't
mm-hmm.
believe it, you know. Mm-hmm. People still talking, but I just say let them talk. As long as I got my job and taking care of my kids, I'm good. I don't care what nobody says. I know in my heart what I was trying to do for my son.
Right. It looks like a lot of people are now starting to get back into the chat room. I
mm-hmm.
apologize. It's been all types of technical issues. There's about 15 people on my fan page talking about they're trying to get in, and I guess the chat room kept playing music, and it wasn't allowing people to log in, but now people are able to come in. I did book this show for like an hour and a half. So we, I think almost like 2 hours, you know, just to make up time. But we can, you know, end it at any time. But we still have about 1 hour and 30 minutes left. So, you know, for you guys who have missed what she was stating is that the reason why she initially called the police on her son was because he had broke in through her window to steal stuff out of her room. So it wasn't just Pop-Tarts. It was money, you know, it was a few other things. And
yeah,
she
it was more
the police
than that.
Basically to scare him. You know, to just scare him straight. And so to this day, do you know who called the news media? Because it has to be the police.
I have no idea. Like I said, when I was at home, I got a phone call from my door saying the news crew's outside the door. I have no clue who called the news people. All I know is I think the lady down the street told me, said a man, I guess he was looking through the police report and I guess he seen that, or to tell you the truth, I have no idea who called what, who did what. All I know is I came home from work and the news people was outside my door.
So now let me ask you this. So everything happened the same day, the day that you called the police on him, the day the police came in the news media?
No, ma'am.
On the same day?
No. I called the police on a Monday. All this stuff happened on Tuesday? Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it was on a Wednesday.
So you didn't tell me that you called on a Monday. They came. They were in your face. They were trying to, you know, assess the situation. Then somebody turned around and then told the media about it. Then they all came back and tried to act like it happened the same day?
No, it didn't happen the same day, no.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but the way they made it look on the news, like everything happened that same day.
No, it was on I called them on a Monday. I called them on a Monday, and all this stuff happened on a Wednesday.
Wow. So you could tell that was a complete setup. It was a complete setup. It was a slow news day. Because if she called the police on a Monday, and when you talked to the police and you explained the situation, you felt like everything was cool, like he was doing
his job
as
an officer. That's what I'm saying.
And talking to your son, right?
And when I came home, I didn't have a clue what was going on. All I knew was my kids was in the house. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, oh, excuse me. I'm like, no, what in the world?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You said it right.
I was like, oh, Lord, what in the world is going on? So I didn't know nothing until I came home and they told me this. And so I'm getting all these bad comments. Every time I walk out the door, something like that, I'm like, oh, Lord. At least I didn't, you know, now I could see if I'd have beat my son half to death, but I didn't do that. I was trying to go another route. Just, you know, because beating it in him ain't going to get nowhere. And then he too old for that. So I just said, well, maybe I'll try a different approach. And so that's why I called CMP to try to scare him. That was all I was trying to do, was scare him. That's
But this makes CMPD look real lame. What you think about that, Ronan? She called them on a Monday. The police officer was in her face, talking to her son, making it look like everything was cool. He respected the fact that she called them. You know, he was able to get everything, you know, situated. Mm-hmm. And then they turn around and send the information to the media. Because it had to be somebody from the police department.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think, like, the way they did all this is nothing but economic security for them. Because that way they keep the turmoil going in the house. And, you know, again, with all the, you know, the unnecessary attention drawn to them, it's going to make somebody snap. And sure enough, all they're going to do is go pick that person up or pick her up or anything else. And, again, like, you know what, we told you these people are crazy. But then, like, when you have people invade your privacy and your space, and they sit there and pretty much denigrate your name and what you stand for, to where you're not even yourself, to where, like, you know what, I might as well snap off. Then they can make that serious money on you. That's what it looks like to me.
Plus, I mean, too, you got to think about it. It's another way to just once again make black folks look like coons on the news. You know, this is like just some coonery. And it's like, you know, when you think about Pop-Tarts, you're gonna really associate her with Pop-Tarts now. They call her the Pop-Tart mom. They got her picture on the damn Pop-Tart box.
Three years ago.
Like I told you when I talked to you earlier, I thought that when they had that picture of you photoshopped on the Pop-Tart box, I thought that that was because they had arrested you for, like, you know, falsifying a police reporter or harassing the police, you know, making, like, a crazy call to the police, and that wasn't even the case.
No.
And they put their whole mugshot and everything in her picture.
Yeah. That picture was from 3 years ago. That was in 2009.
But y'all need to look at it like this. It's like, given how our society has been dumbed down to the point where they have to do word association to where they point you as Pop-Tart Lady.
Yeah.
Like, looking at facts. I mean, it's funny how they can sit there and use Google to find pictures of you and do this Photoshop stuff instead of, like, going into here, looking the facts and figure out, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Why would someone come out here and, you know, they couldn't put two and two together, so they just take it for what it is.
Right.
People calling me mental. I need to go to a mental hospital. She need to be checked for mental problems. I don't have no mental problems. I'm just trying to take care of my son and show him the right way, how to grow up to be a man.
Well,
I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole situation was just shell, you know, and I think the way they did it, it just made no sense. That's why I was just like, this is crazy. And, you know, for me, people send me stories. I do my commentary. I give my opinion on it, and that's really what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. So every now and then somebody might reach out and try and, you know, but usually when people reach out, I can always tell when somebody's sincere and when somebody's just embarrassed because the story was true. But when you were leaving comments on there and you were just like, you sounded so desperate. You know what I mean? Like, you were just like at your wit's end.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I done came on the YouTube and now here goes my story on YouTube, you know? And you were just like, this is not what happened. I would never just call the police or my son over a Pop-Tart. And that's why as soon as I seen your comment, I reach right out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I sent you an email.
Yeah, and any of those comments, I never cursed anybody out. All the negative things they said to me, I never cursed at nobody, calling no kind of names, no nothing.
Well, you have to realize
that.
Right,
and that's why I knew it was different, because usually when it's somebody who's upset about, like, commentary, they go in and they start fighting with the people leaving comments, or, you know, S-U-B, you don't know me, and they get upset, but it's because they're salty. You know what I mean? It's almost like because they did it and they're embarrassed because it's on the internet. But with your situation, it wasn't like I didn't get a feeling like you were upset about everything as far as, you know, how it played out. But I didn't get that feeling like you were upset, like, you know, F this girl on this video talking mess. She don't know me. You were just sad, like the fact that it just kind of spiraled so out of control. It's like, what the hell happened? You know what I'm saying? Monday I call the police, everything's cool, and Wednesday it's on TMZ, it's on Huffington Post, I'm all over the internet. Like, that's some overwhelming mess right there. You know, and that's why I reached out to you. And I've had other people, you know, I've done videos, and they'll see the video. It's like, you know, a family member, and the first thing they want to do is just cuss me out as if I'm the news reporter who was there on the scene. I'm just giving my opinion of the news that was sent to me, you know. But, again, I would give anybody a chance to state their side, you know, but, you know, it has to make sense. And you got some people who are just upset. They don't want the information out there. But, you know, if you do some ratchet stuff and you end up on the news, then it is what it is. But if somebody ends up on the news this way and it's something that was just totally blindsided this woman, I can't co-sign with that. And that's why I was like, you know what, you have to come on my radio show. You have to be able to tell your truth and let everybody know what really happened. Because from jump, the story didn't sound right to a lot of us. We were like, this shit just don't make no sense. I don't see anybody just calling the police over some Pop-Tarts. There got to be more to it.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that. But my son wanted to say a few things.
Okay,
so he wants to come on. He sure can.
Yeah, hold on.
What did you want me to call him?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, but this whole situation, I think it's stupid, and it's like, I think it's stupid.
You think the whole situation is stupid?
Yeah.
So what did you think when you first seen everything on the internet and on, you know, all over the news down in Charlotte about what your mom did?
I was thinking about negative things. My head.
What kind of negative things? Like, were you just, like, upset? Were you mad at your mom? Were you mad at the news people?
I was mad at the news people in the police department for what they did and lied.
Right. So how was it when you went to school the next day after everything happened?
It was good. Cause, I mean, like, nobody said nothing because they don't know where I live at, so.
So nobody at your school saw the story? Like, nobody said anything about it?
No. Only people that said something, they live in my neighborhood.
So now how did you feel when you saw those kids in the neighborhood? You know, they had the chalk and they were writing all he wanted was a Pop-Tart and, you know, they were just clowning and acting silly. Did you feel some type of way? Like, were those your friends? Were those just regular kids in the neighborhood that you really didn't hang with?
It was like, they're my associates.
Okay.
But I felt kind of bad at the same time. Because y'all supposed to be somewhere with my friends, but y'all treating me like this.
Right. So, but you understand, do you understand why your mom did what she did? Because
yeah,
I think sometimes as teenagers, because I have a son that's about your age. My son will be 13 soon. That's what me and your mom were talking about earlier on the phone. And, you know, sometimes as teenagers, y'all don't realize the stress, the anxiety that y'all put y'all's parents through, you know, and your mom didn't call the police from me talking to her for the past few hours. She didn't call the police because she was, you know, because she hated you, because she wanted to see you go to jail or have a criminal record. She was just at her wit's end. You know, it's like she just wants you to do the right thing and to stay on the right track because, you know, life is hard out here, and she doesn't want you getting in trouble, you know, unnecessarily. And she felt like if you could crawl through her window and take something, you know, like her money and her Pop-Tarts, what's to say that you wouldn't do that to the neighbor's window? So it's like she was trying to put an end to it before it got out of control. So, you know, I want you to understand where your mom was coming from, even though, you know, you might kind of feel embarrassed or upset about everything. You know, understand where she was coming from. And, you know, you just got to just try and do the right thing. Like, we understand you guys are kids. You guys are going to make mistakes. You know, things are going to happen. But before you do something, just always think in the back of your mind, like, you know, what would my mom think? Would my mom be disappointed in me if I did this? Would she be proud of me if I did that? You know, you just want to keep that in the back of your mind because your mother loves you. You know, she's taken on literally the whole internet for you, you know, and she's told me several times and even on my video how much she loves you and she loves your brother and your sister, and she's going hard for you. She wants to see you do the right thing. So, you know, we just want to make sure that you just stay on the right track and, you know, keep making her proud.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to add? Roland, did you have anything to say to him?
I was wondering, what do you feel at this point that, you know, you want to do from here on out?
I feel at this point that I think I should ask more for what I want, and that I shouldn't have to take
it. Right.
It's basically mine already, and I'm just taking it for myself.
Right. There's nothing wrong with asking. You know, I get on my kids about that, too. You know, sometimes, you know, we put certain things up just so y'all don't eat it all. You know, because be honest, if she was to set them Pop-Tarts out, if you could, you would eat them all.
Yes,
in one sitting, and that's why, you know, parents hide food and, you know, put certain things away just for the fact that, you know, she can control how much you guys eat and how much you guys consume, you know, and it's not to be greedy or spiteful, just to kind of keep control of the household. But, yeah, you know, definitely, you know, next time just remember to ask and keep her in the loop of whatever you want because she would never deny you anything as long as you're honest with her and you let her know. So what are your plans? Like, what do you plan on doing? You know, what are your future goals?
Plan on business and basketball.
Business and basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of business are you trying to get into?
Retailing. Clothes and shoes.
I didn't hear you said what?
Clothes and shoes.
Okay, so you want to start like a clothing line, a shoe line?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. There's nothing wrong with that. So you know what that's going to take, right?
Huh?
You know what that's going to take to start up your own clothing line and your own shoe line. You know, it's going to take for you to stay in school and, you know, do the right thing and get good grades, you know, get that degree so that way you can start your own business, be an entrepreneur.
I do get a good grade. I only made the honor roll like 4 times.
Okay.
But, like, my last pro card, I only had 1 C.
Oh, well, that's good. That's really good. You should definitely be proud of yourself. You got kids who ain't doing that, so that's really good.
So I wanted to ask, like, what is it that, what is the greatest part about you that most people don't know in spite of, I mean, with all this nonsense going on?
Okay, what?
What are the greatest parts about yourself that most people don't know in, due to all this foolishness out on the internet and television?
Oh, they don't know, like, they don't know, I guess, they know the outside of me, but they don't know the inside of me, basically. Like, they don't know how I feel, I guess, or, yeah.
So what's something that you would like for people to know? Like, what do you want people to take away from this whole situation?
That I'm a good person. That I can be a good person.
Mhm. And you're just a kid who just made a mistake. And we all make mistakes, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
All right. And that's all. And that's all it is. It's just a mistake. You made a mistake, you know, and you learn from it. Unfortunately, you have to learn from it in a public manner. You know, the whole internet, you know, the whole world now knows your mom and your family and the whole
yeah.
situation. But at least we can be able, at least we're able here to tell your side of the story. And to, you know, get the truth out there so you guys are not looking horrible as the way the news media is trying to paint everything. You know, but again, we all make mistakes. You know, we've all made mistakes growing up, me, Ronan, your mom, you know, but the key is to just learn from them, you know, and try not to repeat them. And as long as you learn from them, that's all you can, you know, ask for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So what are your favorite subjects in school?
Gym.
How come every teenager says gym? I asked my son that. He says the same thing, gym. Every kid likes gym.
Well, yeah, dodgeball and, you know, run around. And there's some perks in playing gym. Plenty of perks.
Huh?
Well, I said there's a lot of things you can do in gym. You like, you know, get to burn off some stress or, you know, have fun, you know,
yeah.
play things like dodgeball, competitive sports, everything, you know. There's a lot of perks in gym.
Yeah. Time away from work.
Yeah.
You do what you want to do.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right, that's the truth. So now let me ask you, another question, are you scared at all for, you know, as far as, like, safety reasons with
nope.
your internet, with your mother's address being put on the internet and things like that? And I know your mom said she was thinking about possibly, you know, having to move. Does that make you realize more how dangerous the internet can be? As opposed to, like, before everything happened, you were kind of, you know, you had your anonymity. But now because of this whole situation, everything's kind of been put out there. So now how do you feel a certain way about the internet and people on the internet, per se?
Yeah. I mean it's I feel it's dangerous, but I'm not scared, though, because they come miles, they have to know what it is.
I know that's right.
And all the people don't know on YouTube that my mom take care of me. She take care of me. She feed me. She don't starve me. She do what she can do. I just got a problem with, like, action. I mean, taking stuff without action.
Right. Yeah, go ahead and let everybody know. We have about 20 people in the chat room. We have people on the phone lines listening in. Let them know whatever you want them to know. You know, whatever truth you want to let them know, go ahead and tell them.
All right. She's like, I can tell what I want to do. But the danger, yeah. I really don't feel it dangerous, or yeah, I don't think it's dangerous like that. Cause all the times that we just got on the internet, so they ain't gonna come here. Never came here since then. Nobody has said nothing to me in school. Nothing.
Okay, good. Well, at least I'm glad you're not getting bullied or picked on at school, you know, behind the story.
Because I don't know what it is if I get bullied. Somebody tells me it's over.
Right. Well, I'm glad you know how to stick up for yourself. That's a good thing. You know, so at least the truth is out there, and, you know, you're able to share that truth by letting everybody know that your mother does feed you. You weren't starving. You know, that's not why you stole the Pop-Tart. So, you know, at least we're able to get that information out there to the people who are sitting here assuming a million things about the situation. Because I think that the news story was just so confusing to a lot of people, it just made no sense. And because it made no sense, they automatically vilified your mother. Because it was like, okay, it makes no sense, so it's her fault.
I think the police told the news people because they thought it was stupid, and the news did it because I guess that is one of the stories they put on the news thing.
Right. Oh, I definitely agree, because if your mother said she caught the police on a Monday, and then the news crew and the police officer having her to come back with the news crew, you know, they acted on the news like it happened that same day. Like I told your mom, I initially thought it was the weekend because there was so many kids out there. And I'm like, usually kids are in school around this time, so it must have been on a Saturday. You know, Saturday morning, she ain't feel like cooking breakfast, you know, so you stole a Pop-Tart because you was hungry. That's how everything kind of played out, you know. But to hear the back end of the story and realize, like, this was over a few days, and then for them to have coerced the kids to come off the school bus and get in front of the cameras and showboat, I thought that was just ridiculous. I'm very disappointed in, you know, Charlotte, Mecklenburg County.
You know, they said they arrested me. They did not arrest me. The police officer said, you're arrested. He left. I went upstairs, took a shower, came downstairs, ate, went to bed. Next day, went to school. They did not arrest me. They ain't put no handcuffs on me. All they said was, I'm arrested.
Right. Yep, there was a lot of lies told. You know, a lot of lies. They even said that they were waiting for your mother, and then she snuck in around the back. And then when they went to confront her, she had used an obscenity. And, you know, just a lot of stuff that they twisted around in that story. And I'm glad that she's able to break it down and explain her side.
Yeah. And then the man talking about he talked to me, he didn't talk to me. Nobody came over to my school talking to me. Nobody came to the house talking to me.
So the news reporter didn't have any type of conversations with you at all?
Nope.
It sounds a whole lot better if they say that. It a lot of things that allegedly happened, it sounds better if they ad-lib on that.
Oh.
Yeah, they really should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, the news reporter who made it up, and then, you know, to show the police support. Now, that police report that they showed in the commercial that said that Tamaica was Kellogg and the item stolen was Pop-Tarts, did they show you or your mother that police report?
No. They did not show my mother that police report. She seen it on the internet. She didn't sign nothing.
So when you got solid, that was the first time that you got solid?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
But it all started because this little girl told everybody.
Yeah, that's a shame. This whole situation is still a trip to me because it's just like, it made no sense. I mean, you could tell even the neighbors were confused. Like, everybody kept breaking up, cracking up. Like, what are they talking about? What do you mean a Pop-Tart? So how do you feel about Pop-Tarts now? Do you still like them?
Yeah, I still like them. I like the Oreo kind.
You like the Oreo kind. My favorite will always be the blueberries. I like blueberry Pop-Tarts. That's my all-time favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
And I told your mom, I said, I love how they put the wildberry one behind her picture.
Yeah.
When they did the Photoshop, I said, why out of all the flavors they have to use wildberry? Why couldn't they put a strawberry back there? They knew what they was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so did you have anything else to add?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking time out to jump on the phone line and talk to us and share your side of the story. I really appreciate it.
Hold on a second. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
I got one more thing.
Oh, okay.
I love my mama.
What's up?
I know that's right. I know that's right.
You won't hear that on the news.
Nope, sure won't. The news guy, yeah, like, he living, you know, in a lot of business or in a dungeon.
That's all I got to say.
Okay. Right. Well, you have a good night, and thank you so much for joining us. If you could put your mom back on the phone for me.
Hello?
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's a... He's such a sweetheart. He's like, I love
yeah.
my mama. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked to him. You know, like mm-hmm. I told him, you know, he just got to do the right thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
kids are going to make mistakes and, you know, kids are going to
mm-hmm.
do things. But as long as he learns from it, that's all that matters. And I'm glad
yeah.
he was able to share his testimony and, you know, kind of explain what he went through and how he was feeling about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I be making the A and B on the roll all the time.
He sure do. So I must be doing something right somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
because
like,
you got
well, like
kids who don't make any type of honor roll. They make the
well,
effort
like,
roll.
Well, like
mm-hmm.
we've been saying, it's like every time you instill something in your children, they're going to find the worst of the worst. Or even they'll
mm-hmm.
make up something, you know,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, downplay your efforts. So...
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but this is what they do, not just in media, but in different outlets. Because, like, let's say, like, in the media, and I've seen this personally, they will sidestep someone who will be articulate and sounds like they know what they're talking about. They'll find that gap-tooth person is missing about 5 teeth. And
yeah.
they'll put them on there and, like, you know, I can see to everything. And they'll put them on the news
mm-hmm.
and glorify them and everything. But when there's another side of the story, they'll quickly dismiss it, just like they did
yeah.
yours.
Mm-hmm. Like you said earlier, you know, there's nothing positive about nothing on there about me, period, nothing.
No, it's not
but, you know,
be.
I got other kids in the house. They look at the Internet. They see that stuff. They hear that stuff in school. They got friends. I got other kids in here. You know, they just don't care about nobody but what they want to hear and see.
It's tragic.
But, mm-hmm.
No, you definitely hit some good points, and I'm glad everybody was able to finally join us and come into the chat room. We had a lot of technical difficulties, but
mm-hmm.
everything's been good for the past hour or so. So we're going to end the show here. It's
okay.
almost 10:30. We've been on since 9:30, so I don't want to
okay.
stretch it out too long. I know
okay.
it's late where you're at because you're on the East Coast. You got me missing Charlotte right now.
Yeah, I got to get up and go to work early in the morning.
Right, right. But, no, I really appreciate you, you know, coming on the show and bearing with me through all these technical issues. It's, you know, I was getting upset and it was embarrassing, but
yeah.
I'm glad that you called back in and I apologize for all the technical issues.
Oh,
but it's
you're
something
fine.
That...
I'm just glad that you were able to let me tell my story because I just wanted to get out there clear, you know, that I'm not a bad mother. I love my kids and I take care of all three of them. Love them,
baby.
And I'm just
so,
glad you let me get on the show and let me, you know, tell my side of the story.
Oh, no, you're more than welcome. And, you know, and I thank you for replying back to the email and, you know, conversating with me and letting me know your side of the story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if people find that they're on the wrong end of the news, or the news media is portraying them badly, they should try and get their story out there. You know,
yeah.
reach out to alternate, you know, alternate websites and alternate people, because the news is not going to tell your side of the story. They're not going to make you, you know, show you in a good light. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have to find alternate means to get that story
mm-hmm.
out there. And like I said, I will definitely repost this show on YouTube so everybody
mm-hmm.
can hear it and see that, you know, what they said in that news article was completely and utter bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pardon my French, but that's what it was. You know, just to see that they literally, this was a 3-day process is utterly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it didn't happen in one day.
Wow.
Oh, it did not. And it was on a school Monday.
Right, exactly. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to end the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody who came through tonight. Sorry for all the technical issues, everybody. You know, thank you for hanging in there. It looks like everybody was able to get back into the chat rooms and on the phones after a while. Ronan, do you have anything else to add?
BTR can suck my balls. I got tired of the technical difficulties.
I'm not fooling with you, Ronan. Yeah, we have a lot of beef with BTR. It's always something. Like I said, if we were doing a ratchet show or a show that didn't have no type of meaning, we wouldn't have
clear
no issues.
Clear as
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm. But anytime we try and do something positive and try and help other people or do an interview, it's always a mess. But, you know, it's cool. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Latasha. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to end the show. Feel free to hit me up anytime. You have my information on YouTube. If you want me to call you, just send me an email and I'll give you a call. You know, if you
okay.
want to chop it up, whatever. You know, so you're in my hometown, so I would definitely be back in Charlotte soon enough.
Okay.
Maybe we can meet up and stuff. So,
okay.
I mean, definitely keep you in touch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You got my number, so, you know.
Right. So
well,
it's definitely nice talking to you and getting to know you.
What's the other guy named Roman?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem. just glad you was able to, like, tell your side of the story, because, again, like, when you watch the television, it's all but a bunch of propaganda and made-up nonsense.
Yeah. I'll be okay, though. Hopefully, I'll be getting out of here soon, and my kids will be all right.
They'll be all
right.
Right.
Yeah. They'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be fine. He's just going through them teenage angst, that's all.
Yeah. That's it. That's what my mama said.
All right, so everybody listening on the line, thank you guys for joining us. So join us next week, Wednesday, same time. It will be at 9 o'clock. So we will talk to you guys later. You guys have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.